KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, upper 70s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 40s. Winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid 70s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, around 50. For Saturday and Sunday, we'll continue with mostly sunny skies. Right now, it's 68.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The American Royal releasing a new virtual learning program just in time for the fall semester. Based on the annual in-person American Royal field trip, until now only available to Kansas City area students, this new online agriculture education curriculum makes virtual tours, lesson plans, and activities accessible anywhere. In years past, approximately 6,000 grade school students per year from across Kansas City would visit the American Royal Center to learn about agriculture. Various in-person sessions included cattle herding dog expositions, beekeeping, cow milking, even how to pick out the best fresh produce. For many kids attending, especially those from the urban areas, the American Royal Field Trip was their first true interaction to agriculture. So for 2020, the American Royal wanted to stay true to the mission of impacting the future of agriculture while overcoming the inherent challenges to education presented by COVID-19. The American Royal Field Trip is free for parents and teachers to register, and each month new content is released on the first Friday featuring a number of different things. To register or find out more information, go to AmericanRoyal.com. The European Union and China this week signed a bilateral agreement to protect geographical indications. Now, this agreement protects 100 EU geographical indicators, among with 100 Chinese indicators. Now, this agreement was concluded in November of 2019. It should bring reciprocal trade benefits, as well as introducing consumers to guaranteed quality products on both sides, according to the EU. One official said European geographical identifications are renowned for their quality and diversity, and it's important to protect them. And following the signature of the agreement, from the European Parliament's consent, it will officially be adopted. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
When you want to get more for your money, start by getting more when you borrow it. And you can get more with Frontier Farm Credit. Along with attractive rates and ag-friendly terms, you get an entire organization that understands what you do and works for your success. You can also get cash-back dividends, which gives you even more. We're Frontier Farm Credit. Learn more at FrontierFarmCredit.com. Agriculture works here.
Mid-America Network News. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment released new numbers yesterday. At the briefing, here's Secretary Dr. Lee Norman with that information.
Since Monday, our state has seen an increase in 971 cases, and unfortunately, 52 more deaths have been reported.
Compared to the rest of the nation, Dr. Norman says Kansas has the eighth highest new case developments in the state, as well as the eighth highest positive test results in the nation. A Shawnee man has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for buying a membership to a child pornography website. U.S. Attorney Stephen McAllister says 36-year-old Daryl Miller pled guilty to one count of access with intent to view child pornography. Investigators found that Miller had made 10 payments to the site in 2016 and 2017. Miller used a Bitcoin, which is a virtual currency, to make the payments. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
we want to see you.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Lawrence City officials have approved an ordinance that provides protections for immigrants in the country illegally and includes policies regarding how police interact with them. The Lawrence City Commission's vote this week came after more than a year of discussion prompted by an immigrant advocacy group. The non-discrimination ordinance prohibits the city from considering immigration status when providing city services. The vote this week approved provisions that require police to notify the public when they are aware of some federal immigration activities and if the department changes its current policies on cooperating with the federal immigration authorities on non-criminal matters. The 2020 Kansas State Fair may have been canceled, but for the next few days, you can still get some good State Fair deals. Fair officials have launched a website called the Purple Ribbon Marketplace, which allows people to buy some of their favorite Kansas-produced products, including cheese curds, jelly, fresh ground flour, and local coffee. The store is open through Sunday. I'm Stephanie Austin.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, Good Thursday. A lawyer from Lincoln, disbarred last year by the Nebraska Supreme Court, has been sentenced to prison for stealing from his clients. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that 44-year-old Craig Hoffman was sentenced earlier this month to 2 to 4 years in prison after pleading no contest this summer to theft over $5,000. Police originally said Hoffman had kept $27,500 in insurance checks, which were intended for two of his clients. The payments either were part of a settlement or intended to pay their medical bills. Hoffman voluntarily surrendered his license to practice law in Nebraska and was disbarred last October. University of Nebraska System President Ted Carter announced yesterday that NU's National Strategic Research Institute has been awarded a new five-year $92 million contract through the U.S. Strategic Command to continue its leading research in national security and defense. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual migration of bargain hunters descends on area communities this weekend with the annual U.S. 36 treasure hunt. Many sales begin Thursday and continue through Sunday. Caution is urged in watching for additional traffic along and adjacent to U.S. 36 highway. Blue Valley Technologies announced plans for expansion of services in the Blue Rapids community. Maintenance on poles as well as construction on the central office is scheduled to begin this fall. A completion date for the project has not yet been set. More detailed information as well as opportunities to ask questions will be made available soon. With a third positive case of COVID-19 reported Wednesday at the Wetmore Academic Center, the school will get a remote learning Thursday and Friday this week and evaluate continuation if additional cases arise. The Wetmore football game Friday has been canceled as a result. Noting a 20% spike in negative COVID-19 tests in the Marshall County report on Wednesday from the previous update, the health department noted this was due to testing of staff in long-term care facilities per request of a Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. No positives so far have been reported in long-term staff in Marshall County. Homecoming is Friday at Axtell High School. Queen candidates are Shayla Harbel, Haley Schmitz, and Jordan Smith. King candidates Mitchell Bussing, Colby Talbot, and George Voley. Axtell will host Rock Hills in the Friday night homecoming football game. Marshall County Republican Central Committee will host a meet and greet with Republican candidates for election Sunday evening at 6:30 at the fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Tracy Mann, Jake LaTurner, and Elaine Bowers are expected to attend, with others invited. The public is welcome Sunday evening, September 20th at 6:30 at the fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Distribution of nearly $2 million in federal pandemic relief funds are being earmarked in Marshall County. Emergency Management Director Bill Swindeman was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend.
That was for everybody. I mean, the schools had applied, some of the cities had applied, and everything back to the county to this CARES Act money that they was given to help boost the economy somewhat and also to get supplies in, what they see needed. With the county, we've consolidated some of the stuff for the fire, police, EMS, and some of the schools. So that's what we're looking at. We can buy quantities of masks so that we can have them in for the hospitals, nursing homes, and schools so we get a little better price.
Partnership for Growth Director Ellen Barber joined the program as well and serves as a point of contact for businesses and organizations affected that may qualify for funding.
I know that there's been some people who have been lining up and waiting for this grant to come through, and I know that the requirements for this grant are not as strict as the last ones were. And so since there's no low to moderate income type of requirement, then anyone who's had some sort of disadvantage due to the COVID situation will be able to apply. I would just encourage people, if they're interested in getting in on this grant, to not wait, to go to the website and make sure that they understand what it's about and what the deadlines are and get those in as soon as possible.
Ramona L. Heisterman, age 72, of Washington, passed away Saturday. A celebration of life service is planned Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Lynn. Burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 1 until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Ramona Heisterman. Carolyn Keating, age 84, of Frankfort, passed away. Funeral mass Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Joseph Catholic Church, Lillis. Burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 5 until 7, with a rosary at 7 at the church. Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Carolyn Keating. Elmer Loges, age 96, of Hanover, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m., graveside at the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Elmer Loges.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Get revved up for the treasure hunt. The Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro has the cold drinks and caffeinated drinks to keep you in tip-top hunting shape. Get a snack or a meal, or just enjoy the fresh-baked goodies for extra staying power. The Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro on the corner of 8th and Broadway. Come in and rev up.
KNDY.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we've had a frontal boundary that has moved across the area, and that will continue to push off towards the south-southeast into the southern southeastern parts of the United States. Otherwise, high-pressure system overhead, upper-level trough bringing us some cooler temperatures over the next few days. It looks like we'll see highs in the 70s and dry weather. We don't have a chance of precipitation anywhere over the next several days. So across the area, sunny skies, upper 70s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 40s. Winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, mid 70s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, around 50. As we head into the weekend, for Saturday, we'll continue with mostly sunny skies, upper 70s. And Sunday, we'll continue with sun at 80 degrees. That's a look at your local forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Average high temperature mid-September 80, recent record high 91 in 2018. The average low 56, record low is 48 in 1994. Sunset this evening at 7:30, sunrise in the morning at 7:10.
As a producer, you've always got one eye on the sky. But weathering the economic climate can be even tougher. That's where we come in. We can make a plan that will help you build a shelter for your investments that'll protect you, your family, and your future. Talk to us about it. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
America has only one native marsupial. Can you name it? It's an in-depth look at our very own pouched quadrupe today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, September 17th, the 261st day of the year. One of the most popular TV shows of the 70s, MASH, debuted on this night in 1972. They're not nearly as lovable as koalas or athletic as kangaroos, but America does have one marsupial, the possum. They are known as simply possums. They're among the class of animals who raise their young in a pouch. And while their appearance isn't exactly endearing, the docile critters are rather useful to have around. They rarely carry disease, they won't harm pets, and they have a voracious appetite for ticks, snakes, and other pests. Maybe it's time for a little more appreciation for the misunderstood marsupial. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about animals and nature at almanac.com.
Do you like popcorn but also think it can be plain and boring? Well, think that no more. Dean's Gourmet Kettle Corn in Beatrice will open your eyes and taste buds with over 30 flavors like chocolate peanut butter, pumpkin spice, and bacon cheddar, just to name a few. Stop in at 811 East Court Street for all their fresh pop goodness. And while you're there, check out their 17 different flavors of pork rinds like spicy barbecue, dill pickle, ranch, and more. You never know what kind of flavors Dean will add next. Open Wednesday through Saturday, and be sure to like him on Facebook.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. The Big Ten is going to give football a shot after all. Less than 5 weeks after postponing fall sports to spring because of the pandemic, the conference has changed course. The Big Ten says its Council of Presidents and Chancellors voted unanimously to restart sports. The Big Ten plans to begin its season October 23rd with an 8-game schedule for each team. The development of rapid daily testing for the coronavirus was a major factor in that decision. Brady Singer was a stellar for a second straight start, allowing two hits in six innings, and the Kansas City Royals blanked the Detroit Tigers 4-0 last night. Singer pitched 8 one-hit innings in his previous outing at Cleveland. Last night, he struck out 8 with one walk. Salvador Perez homered and drove in 3 runs for the Royals, who have won 7 out of their last 8 matches. The Royals with a day off today, then they'll begin a 3-game series with the Milwaukee Brewers tomorrow. Mid-America Network Sports.
Rusty at Ford is offering you a 2-for-1. 2 amazing events in 1 month that'll have you doubling your savings. Right now, Rusty at Ford is holding a model year-end event with a huge trade-up event. 2-for-1. With 2021 models coming in, everything else has to go. So get up to $14,000 off MSRP on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more. Plus, get top dollar for your trade. Regardless of make or model, we'll give you much more than you thought possible. Don't wait. It's 2-for-1 deals at Rusty at Ford. $14,000 off and way too much for your trade. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office available on select and stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock 2GO464 MSRP 60,980. Rusty Eck discount 5,000. Alternative cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not well qualified. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire September 30th, 2020.
So naturally, with the Big Ten reversing their decision to play football this fall, the question pops up about plans for the Pac-12 and any plans for the Pac-12 to join the Big Ten in returning to football are on hold due to health policies in two states within the conference. The Pac-12 has also reconsidered starting its football season this fall, but does not have approval from state and local health officials in California and Oregon to start contact practices. The Pac-12 announced a partnership that would give the conference's schools the capacity to perform daily rapid COVID-19 tests on their athletes. The NCAA men's and women's basketball seasons will get underway November 25th, the day before Thanksgiving. The Division I Council voted to push the start date back from the originally scheduled November 10th as one of several precautions against the spread of coronavirus. The maximum number of regular season games has been reduced from 31 to 27. Thursday, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Taking a look at high school volleyball action from Tuesday. Marysville went 1-1 at the Waubonsie Triangular, defeating St. Mary's and then falling to Waubonsie. Valley Heights hosted a triangular and defeated Troy and Axtell, and Axtell fell to both Troy and Valley Heights. Frankfort dropped both matches at the Lynn Triangular, falling to Donovan West and Lynn. At the Washington County Quad, Centralia, Hanover, and Washington County all went 2-1. Centralia defeated Hanover and Wetmore. Hanover beat Wetmore and Washington County, and Washington County won over Wetmore and Centralia. Upcoming matches on Saturday include Centralia at the Hiawatha Invitational, Hanover at the Republic County Invite, Frankfort and Valley Heights will participate in the Axtell Invitational. And that's a look at high school volleyball action here on KNDY.
Friday night football action, Marysville at Rock Creek on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Washington hosts Canton Galva live on FM 95.5.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Replacing a weather-worn cracked patio may not be in the budget, but there is a creative and attractive solution to this dilemma. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Just sweep a few seeds of heat and drought-tolerant perennials into the cracks and let them grow. Thyme may be the first plant that comes to mind. These plants are often planted between steppers, providing an attractive ground cover and fragrance as your feet brush over them. Creeping baby's breath struggles in wet, heavy soils, but thrives in well-drained locations. The fine textured foliage and flowers help brighten the patio and attract butterflies. Add a few magenta purple flowers of the prairie native wine cups to provide early season color. And even a bit taller plants like golden chamomile will work. The limiting environment in the cracks stunts its growth to the perfect size. Plus, the cheery yellow daisy flowers add a nice touch. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com.
In the years just ahead of the Civil War, thousands of people came to Kansas ahead of a critical vote on whether the new state would accept or reject slavery. The story of one of the most famous of those to make that journey is this edition of The American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA home loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA home loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Well-known abolitionist John Brown came to Osawatomie, Kansas in 1855. Earlier that same year, his sister and her husband, the Reverend Samuel Adair, had moved here.
Osawatomie was founded by the New England Immigrant Aid Society, and this was a group of people that wanted to make sure that Kansas would enter the Union as a free state following the passage of the Kansas-Nebraska Act of 1854, which dictated there would be a vote on the issue of slavery.
Brady Atwater at the John Brown Museum State Historic Site says the society paid travel expenses for some to settle here. Free Staters put down roots in Osawatomie and other friendly towns ahead of the vote.
This was not unusual. The New England Immigrant Aid Society set up Lawrence. They set up Valley Falls. We were the third community that they set up. Immigration societies were sprung up on both sides of the issue.
This site houses the original cabin in which the Adairs resided. It was here that John Brown took up residence while in Osawatomie.
Not only was it John Brown's headquarters when he was here because they allowed him to stay here as a safe house, it was a center for abolitionist activity, a station on the Underground Railroad. It also served as a church.
We know the story of some who passed here on the Underground Railroad.
Just before Christmas, John Brown went into Missouri. He brought out 11 slaves. Now, he brought them to this cabin. Reverend Samuel Adair and his wife, Lorella, took them in, and this was literally on Christmas Eve. Brought them into the cabin, shared Christmas dinner with them, and gave them the gift of freedom. Then they moved on to another station on the Underground Railroad.
But the town is probably best remembered for the stand Brown took in battle. That's next time as we travel the countryside in Osawatomie, Kansas. I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an estate auction of real estate, plus furniture and collectibles for the Cheney Long Trust Saturday, September 26th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 1110 Oto in Marysville. Selling the usual round of tools, yard and garden items, rotting lawnmower, a 1982 Ford F-250 long bed extended cab pickup sells at noon. Furniture items include a small refrigerator, washer, and electric dryer, three-piece ornate bedroom set, dining table with six chairs, kitchen and household items, a number of collectibles, including a horse-drawn side spring buggy, some games and toys, and miscellaneous. The real estate is a ranch-style three-bedroom, 1.5-bath home with a full unfinished basement, attached garage, and a pool shed that sits on approximately 1 acre. The real estate sells at 1 o'clock. This estate auction for the Cheney Long Trust, Saturday, September 26th, begins at 10 a.m. at 1110 Oto in Marysville. Olmsted & Sandstrom, real estate broker and auctioneers.
If you see water seepage and erosion around the banks of your pond, it could be the work of a muskrat. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. These rodents can cause a lot of damage if they're not controlled, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are seldom far from water and just might find your farm pond as the perfect place to hang out. They build homes out of mud and vegetation and raise a few litters of young muskrats every year. They're valuable fur bearers, but the problems begin when they dig tunnels in the bank of the pond. This behavior can be devastating to an earthen dam by weakening its integrity. Bob Pierce is an extension fish and wildlife specialist at the University of Missouri. He says bank stabilization methods can help deter muskrat activity.
By using riprap, you know, large rocks, or maybe a 6 to 12-inch layer of pea gravel along the bank of the dam to help stabilize it, and even putting down 1 to 2-inch hog wire or mesh wire against the bank could help prevent those rodents from burrowing in.
A muskrat burrow can go 10 to 12 feet back into the dam. It's often located underwater, but you can tell where they're coming from. Signs that muskrats have moved in include cut vegetation and runways. Cattails and other aquatic vegetation are valuable in a pond, but they also provide a food source for muskrats, especially if there's an overabundance of it. Pierce recommends contacting a professional expert who can help you find the best course of action. They might recommend trapping to remove a muskrat.
Different states have different regulations on trapping and the time of year when trapping is legal. Now, as a pond owner, if you do have damage, you can contact your local conservation agent with the Department of Natural Resources or Department of Conservation and let them know you're experiencing damage, and then you can be able to trap and solve that damage problem throughout the year.
Learn more about muskrats at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Sweet. despise, forsake thee. Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a soul that's there.
Walked into a store to pick up one item, and before you know it, you're walking out with an overflowing shopping bag? Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. If you give in to impulse shopping, you're definitely not alone. But those unplanned purchases can add up pretty fast and get in the way of your short and long-term financial goals. You know what helps me? A money strategy. One that includes my monthly living expenses, saving for the future, preparing for goals, and giving to others. I even have a category for fun money for that occasional splurge. When you go shopping, make a list in advance and stick to it. Try to avoid shopping when you're hungry, angry, lonely. Basically, you don't want to fill an emotional gap with shopping. The bottom line, it's okay to treat yourself once in a while. But if you find yourself trying to fill an emotional void, you may be missing out on the life God has planned for you. One filled with purpose, meaning, and gratitude.
Some tough talk about ethanol and flex fuel in particular. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
First, let me say that Ray Bohack said in yesterday's show that he loves ethanol, fuel ethanol, that is. Bohack is a farmer and machinery expert from New Jersey. In a recent episode of his Idle Chatter podcast, Bohack was a bit critical of the ethanol industry, though.
They've done a terrible job trying to educate the consumer on this fuel. They've done very little to debunk the myths out there. And all they do is talk about octane, octane, octane. And to tell you the truth, for the most part today, octane is irrelevant.
Bohack says ethanol-blended gasoline has less energy in it than pure gasoline. As a result, it takes more volume of blended fuel to get the same horsepower. Bohack says flex fuel blends up to E85 are only cleaner with respect to exhaust emissions, which is still a good thing. Engine deposits are another matter.
If you are running E85, you still need to use a fuel system cleaner to keep those injectors clean, backside of the intake valve clean, and also the combustion chamber. Don't think because you're running a higher content of ethanol that it's not going to build deposits.
Bohack says ethanol itself is not corrosive to engines. The moisture that higher ethanol blends tend to suck out of the air is corrosive. But he says modern flex fuel engines are designed to withstand that. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has released two important market reports last Friday. The September World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate, along with the latest U.S. Export Sales Report. This newly available data reflects production challenges in the U.S. and improves demand for U.S. soy. Mac Marshall, Vice President of Market Intelligence for the United Soybean Board and U.S. Soybean Export Council, says the report indicates a great movement in the first week of the new marketing year.
Combined exports for new crop and old crop for this last week were about 1.7 million metric tons, which is the highest figure we've seen in 3 years. In addition to the export sales report we had for the September WASD, we had USDA take down its yield figure from a record 53.3 bushels per acre to 51.9, still, of course, very, very high, but definitely incorporating some of the production challenges that have been encountered over the past month. The impact that that's had is it's brought down the crop size estimate for the U.S. soy crop by just over 100 million bushels.
USDA also noted it increased the exports in the 2019-2020 marketing year, reflecting improving demand. As the soybean harvest is beginning now, Marshall says the renewed export demand is a positive sign for the new 2020-21 marketing year.
As we have this really aggressive sales pace, where we are in September here when we have the yield revisions and USDA's updates on the crop size, it's usually a pretty good indicator of where the crop is going to end up at final count once everything's off the field and in the bin. So still looking at a very large crop overall, but I think as we're having this renewed demand, particularly in overseas markets, that's a nice sign to point to for this current marketing year.
You can stay up to date with the latest information from the United Soybean Board Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m. at unitedsoybean.org. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Terry Branstad, U.S. ambassador to China, will step down to work on the Donald Trump reelection campaign. Sources familiar with the matter cite Branstad's popularity in Iowa, having served there as governor over two decades, as an asset to the president. Branstad will resign and leave China early next month. The resignation was first revealed on Twitter by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Spokesperson from China's Foreign Affairs Ministry said, "We noted the tweet by the U.S. side, have yet to receive official notification about the end of the Ambassador Branstad's tenure." The U.S. Embassy in China confirmed the resignation, but said the ambassador confirmed his decision to President Trump by phone last week. In a statement, Branstad said he's proud of the work of getting the Phase One trade deal and delivering tangible results to our communities back home. Branstad was previously the longest-serving governor of Iowa, a state that helped elect the president back in 2016. For more than 52 years, World Ag Expo has served agriculture to bring buyers and sellers together to innovate, collaborate, and advance agriculture. In 2021, that show, though, will not be held live for the first time in its history. They said after working with the Tulare County Health Department and other officials, it has become evident that given health and safety restrictions for the state of California, hosting a live international event is not responsible for February. The cancellation of the World Ag Expo comes as another negative effect of COVID-19 for the International Agri Center exhibitors, nonprofit food vendors, attendees, area hotels, restaurants, and other associated businesses looking to that revenue. Also yesterday, the National Western Stock Show and Rodeo has now postponed its event for January of next year and moving it to January of 2022 in Denver. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available, and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call Collect, 562-3418.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of new 2020 Chevy Silverado pickups, 1500 models, an LTZ and an LTZ Z71 package. They're both four-door with four-wheel drive. The new 2020 Chevy Blazer all-wheel drive is in stock as well at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Orion Samuelson here again to talk about a very safety issue for farmers who produce grain bin safety, after this message.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Every year at about this time, we have to talk about one of the potential tragedies for farmers and farm families who are in the grain production industry. Story came across my Reuters wire a couple of days ago about a community in central Illinois that had a grain bin problem. But it turned out to not be fatal. Let me share with you the rural realities of limited manpower on a weekday in communities like this one in Illinois created a real problem because several fire departments were paged to provide rope equipment and volunteers trained in rope rescue. And a ladder was requested from one fire department to provide a high point for the rescue. And even a helicopter was sent to the grain bin problem late in taking care of it. But the complexity of grain engulfment required immediate medical assessment and care, as well as stabilizing the incident with a grain tube. One grain tube used to prevent further engulfment was brought to the scene by one of the fire departments. A wet dry vacuum was utilized to help remove corn from the patient's legs. Rope was rigged to the end of the ladder truck to provide a high point for hoisting the patient. And then, of course, it comes the difficulty in moving a farmer out of the grain bin because the grain requires a force equivalent to their own body weight plus 600 pounds to free them. So the victim had to be totally freed from the grain engulfment before rope systems could be used to hoist him from the bin. But once removed and able to move, he was taken to a local hospital and ended up in pretty good condition. Rural firefighters, most of them are volunteers, face a lot of challenges, including high-risk, unusual incidents, limited manpower, and budgets that don't always allow for a variety of specialty equipment. But when it comes to emergencies, lines disappear, city lines, district lines, even county lines, and mutual aid is designed to encourage departments to call each other to share manpower, resources, and whatever equipment it takes to rescue a farmer engulfed in a grain bin. The one thing I want you to remember from this visit is don't ever go into a grain bin by yourself. Always have somebody on the outside who can get help and save your life. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group. Be safe and be well.
Today we're visiting with SkyTech pilot Randy Perlwitz.
Producers may not realize it, but SkyTech has some other services besides liquid application.
Yes, we also do aerial seeding, especially with cover crops.
What's the big advantage of flying cover crops on?
It's very fast. We can apply in wet soils, and we can apply the seed in an existing growing crop. Just give us a call at any of our Farmers Cooperative agronomy branches.
Farmers Cooperative, investing in our owner's success.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Farmers who owe money to creditors and have financial difficulties should consider mediation. It brings both parties together for a mutual solution on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
A slump in the ag economy often creates hardships on the farm, and when there's a debt to be paid for things like machinery, equipment, and land notes, it can create tension between borrowers and creditors. If a debt owed is $20,000 or more, farm mediation can bring both sides together in a confidential, neutral environment to create a plan and settle the financial issues. Kylie Mars is the executive director of the Iowa Mediation Service. She says anyone who can help bring resolution to the problem on both sides should be at the table.
That is going to be the borrower, and the borrower, though, could also decide to include spouses, siblings, parents, anybody that will help them in that process. And it could be attorneys, financial planners. And then on the creditor side, it could be a loan officer, it could be somebody with some lending authority, it could be their attorney, it could be accountants.
Mars says the mediator's job is to help construct a mutually beneficial plan, but not solve the issue.
Our job is to be a neutral facilitator, so they are going to own the process and the outcome. We're there to help facilitate the conversations, because at the end of the day, we aren't the ones that live with the outcome. So we truly aren't the problem solvers. We want them to be the problem solvers, but we're going to help give them the platform and the tools to do that.
If the parties find a workable solution, the mediator will create an agreement for all parties to sign. Mars says their goal is to try and keep borrowers and creditors out of the court system. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about farm mediation services at agriculture.com.
For a wide variety of solar power and plug-in fencers, insulators, polywire, and all of the accessories you'll need to get it done right, remember Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. The one-stop shop with great pricing on all your fencing supplies, including Parmac and Gallagher fencers. Check them out online at valleyvet.com or make a quick trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sunday, 12:30 to 5.
Valley Vet Supply.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network going through a Thursday today. Not a bad day when it comes to your grains and soybeans. Livestock has been struggling a little bit today, and they've stayed mostly in the red for most of the day. But we're seeing grains pick back up and corn actually going up relatively nicely today. December corn is up 5 points to 376 and three quarters. March is up 4 1/4 to 385 and a quarter. On the wheat side, December's up 13 points to 555 even, and March wheat is up 12 and three quarters to 563. And a half. On the KC wheat side, December's up 13 and three quarters right now to 488 and three quarters. And KC wheat for March is up 13 and a half to 499 and a quarter. So we're seeing a really good rally in the wheat right now for this afternoon before we wrap up in just a little bit. On the soybean side, we're seeing a rally there too. November soybeans are up 13 and a half
210.25 even. January soybeans are up 12 3/4 to 210.28. In the meal, October's up 7.50 to 328.30, and December's up 7.40 to 333.10. In the oil, they've been in the red all day. Now they're trying to hang in there. No change right now for October, as it's currently sitting at 34.94, and December is down just a penny to 34.90. In the cotton today, we started off weak. We went up a little bit. Now we're back down into the red. October cotton is down 54 cents to 64.43, and December cotton is currently down 39 cents to 65.98. In the livestock, as we mentioned, they've been struggling a little bit today. Lean hogs are still in the green, which is good to see if they've been on a rally for a good week or so. October up 177 to $67 even. December's up 195 to 63.92. In the live cattle, October's down a quarter to 106.47, and feeder cattle for September are down 55 cents to 139.95. Over in the currencies, looking right now, we do see mixed across the board. U.S. dollar index for December is down 13 cents to 93.09. The euro is up just a hair to 118, and the Japanese yen is up just a hair to 95 cents. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Rusty at Ford is offering you a two-for-one. Two amazing events in 1 month that'll have you doubling your savings. Right now, Rusty at Ford is holding a model year-end event with a huge trade-up event. Two-for-one. With 2021 models coming in, everything else has to go. So get up to $14,000 off MSRP on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more. Plus, get top dollar for your trade. Regardless of make or model, we'll give you much more than you thought possible. Don't wait. It's two-for-one deals at Rusty at Ford. $14,000 off and way too much for your trade. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers valid on select and stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example, 2020 Ford Expedition XLT, stock 2TO464, MSRP $60,980. Rusty Eck discount $5,000, alternative cash rebate $9,000, sale price $46,980. Not well qualified. All Ford rebates to dealer.
The Black Squirrel City's brand of classic country, heard through 7 decades across Kansas and Nebraska. KMDY Marysville is AM 1570 and FM 94.1.